it's a great opportunity for me to see exactly, you know, how he thinks, why, you know, he calls certain things, and how he wants his guys to execute it. You know, you want to listen to how he's coaching them up, what he's telling them to pay attention to, because you start thinking like they do, and then you can really take advantage of it and you know, and know what to do in your certain situations. So for me, it's a great opportunity, just like I'm getting reps with different guys, and also the same thing with going up against Coach Williams.
Moving up to the twos, heading into the veteran mini camp, is that a really good thing for you? I mean, good timing to have him like that?
For me, it's not looking at it like that. You know, I'm just, like I said, looking to improve every day. And so with the mini camp coming up, doing longer days and more walkthroughs, meetings, I'm just looking forward to that. You know, it's more knowledge, more time to learn. And so it's just, like I said, every day is an opportunity.
What has your experience been like with Tyrod Taylor and Drew Stanton, you know, not only in the meeting room, in the locker room, but getting a handful of practices out here?
They're great guys. Great guys to learn from. You know, Ty's a little bit quiet, but, you know, the things he says, they mean a lot. How he leads by example. And then, you know, just what he says in the meeting rooms, you know, like I said, it's not a lot, but when he goes through certain things, he knows exactly what he's doing. And then also, you have Drew, it's been doing it for a while, and he's more of, you know, I can sit back there and ask him questions, bounce things off of him, because it ties in their plan a lot more. And so it's a great group of guys. They keep it light, but we also keep it competitive. You know, we're trying to get better every day, and they're helping me out tremendously.
Which are you? Can you tell us from when you're throwing, are the windows tighter now that you're looking at in the NFL?
Oh, absolutely. The guys, they know the game better. They know certain route combinations come with, you know, they know if something happens here, if one goes inside, they drop back into a certain zone. So there's certain things that just come with that. That's what happens when you play against smart guys like the linebackers we have here. So, the windows they close quicker, which is why you have to know the offense to know exactly what they're doing so you can get the ball out.
So would you say what you just said, your interaction with Stanton is a little more, because it's kind of what you brought here for, I guess, to impart his wisdom while Tyrod goes about it, trying to win.
Yeah, right? I mean,
so it's working, in other words.
Absolutely.
Betty Wong was over here, guys.
Using that in every opportunity that I can, because he's a guy that's been in under different coaches and he knows certain concepts, and he just has so much experience with, you know, watching other guys and also playing. So there's little tips of advice that he gives me that can go a long way. And a lot of that right now, we've been doing some of the no huddle stuff, and it's just certain things of what he's looking for when he comes out, and also what, as soon as the ball snapped, what he's doing. So yeah, he's a guy that he's helped me out tremendously.
Even going back to high school, I mean, the first time you started, it was because of an injury and then all the walk-on stuff. How are you drawing off of those previous experiences to help you get through this?
For me, it's always been about being ready for my opportunity. Yeah, you know, it's not about the cards I'm dealt, it's what I do with them. So I have to be ready for whenever that opportunity comes, if that's this year, next year, in 5 years. I have to be ready as soon as that comes, and right now that's, like I said, getting better every day. That's all I can do, and try and improve for this team and push everybody else to get better.
Now that you are having an opportunity to throw to a number of different guys, what's it like to have a chance to throw to like a Jarvis Landry, for instance?
It's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys are Pro Bowlers and great players for a reason. I mean, unbelievable leaders, and just, you know, the way they carry themselves. So it's fun to be around. It's fun to watch, and then also, you know, yeah, and you get to throw to them. That makes it fun.
How about like a Josh Gordon? I mean, do you look out your, are you like, it's almost like an embarrassment of riches at times.
Physically talented, I've never seen anybody like him. It's bar none. He's definitely gifted.
When you talked about the practice speed up from rookie minicamp to now, and it'll keep getting faster. What's the one area that it shows up the most? Is it the pass rush, or the fact that the corners can run with the receivers? Like, where do you notice it?
Pass rush a little bit. I mean, you get your guys going a little bit harder because they all know their assignments. You know, when you know your assignment, you play a lot faster. And so with that, that's why the windows are closing down a little bit quicker. The guys know what they're supposed to do and where they're supposed to be. So just all around, when you get guys that know what they're doing, they play faster.
Hey, here, I saw some.
A couple more.
Doing some RPO stuff at the goal line and some stuff you did growing up in Oklahoma too. Is that something that you've kind of been able to integrate, even if you've come here, to kind of make you a little more comfortable, especially in this early stages of training camp, with just some of the offense you ran at Oklahoma and kind of modernizing it for the NFL a little bit?
anything that I've done in the past, obviously I'll be a little bit more comfortable with. That's why, you know, the biggest steps for me I had to make was under center. So, and like you said, the RPO stuff, anything down by the goal line where it's, you know, you read the defense, you make them wrong by numbers. Yeah, that's stuff I've done for a while. And yeah, I'm a little bit more comfortable with it. But at the same time, I can't treat it like I just have it figured out. I got to get better at that too, because it's different at this level.
How do you feel about where you're at compared to any expectations you may have had?
I set my own expectation. I don't listen to anybody else's. That's how I always have been. And so for me, the pace has been a little bit slower than I really wanted, but I've made some strides within the past week of practice that I'm proud of, and that's all I can continue to do is keep striving to make a couple more.
What do you mean when you say it's been slower? Has it been tougher than you expected, or just?
I mean, there's always learning curve. There's always, you know, bumps in the road. It's not going to be perfect, that's for sure, when you're learning a new offense and going up against the best competition possible. So, yeah, there's been learning curve.
The first day, we're not out here every day for OTAs, obviously, but the first day that we were out here, you had a little bit of a rougher day. I think it was, you know, a couple drop interceptions, a couple picks, someone off receiver's hands. Was that just a typical day of work, or were you mad at yourself after that particular day, or have you turned any, you know, did you do anything different after that particular day?
I don't think I'd be here if that was a typical day at work, just to be quite honest with you. So I hold myself to a higher standard. That was definitely one of the worst days I've had. You know, I've had a couple more bad ones, but like I said, it's not going to be perfect. That's why we're here practicing. That's why it's only the beginning of June. So I got some time to learn and keep growing.